The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
How do you cope with the issues in your life so that you feel good about yourself and you have some hope about the world and you have great friendships? I want to give you one tip. This is a quote from my favorite author, Ayn Rand, A-Y-N-R-A-N-D. She wrote Atlas Shrugged and the Fountainhead. And this is about your relationship with yourself. So listen up. It's, quote, "It's terribly bad to be conscious of yourself as others see you, whether they see you as good or bad. Take yourself for granted. The consciousness that feels alone, without the weight of other eyes watching, is the only healthy consciousness," unquote. So your mind, you know, we can go through life feeling, oh, I wonder if I'm good enough. What will Judy say about me? What will Sam say about me? What will Uncle Harry say? Or what will my parents say? And you feel like you're only good if they say good things. You're only bad if they say bad things. And many of us go through life just worried about what other people are thinking about us all the time. Good policy or not? Not a good policy. So does that mean that you stamp on yourself a good housekeeping stamp of approval and say, I'm good all the time, no matter what I do? No, that's not a good policy either. You want to know yourself, know what you value in yourself, what is accurate. You watch how you observe, you watch how you make choices. And that's what self-esteem is based on. It's your own self-evaluation of yourself. And if you make good choices, please give yourself a hug. Credit yourself. If you make bad choices, don't beat up on yourself, unless you've really crossed the line, but figure out how to make better choices. Say, you know, I've ignored the fact that we're in debt and I need to focus on this now. And I am going to start focusing on it instead of saying, oh, I know we're in debt now. Oh, what's the use? Why bother? Who cares? And you throw up your hands and you go spend more money that you don't have. Bad policy. The worst thing about that is you're eroding whatever self-esteem you could build in that moment. So it's not that we don't have stresses, but how we deal with our stresses really matters. And how we embrace the positive things in our life really matters too. Do you just brush them aside, or do you pursue the friends that you love, a romantic relationship that you want to enhance, good relations with your kids or family members, keeping those that are not good from you away from you? Are you capable of doing that? That's what this show is all about. It's the rational basis of happiness.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Many romantic partners have complaints like, I live in the shadow of my husband's life, or I feel invisible to my girlfriend. These are common complaints, but you never want to betray yourself in a romantic partnership. When both partners value themselves and are lovingly honest with one another, romance flourishes. Discover the secrets to lasting love in this liberating book, The Selfish Path to Romance, by Drs. Edwin Locke and Ellen Kenner. That's The Selfish Path to Romance on Amazon or selfishromance.com.
Here is an email from a listener who is pretty much disillusioned with the country. The country. Hello, Dr. Kenner. When the health bill passed, I felt enormously overwhelmed, and I cannot shake that feeling. It seems like we are in an unstoppable movement towards statism in this country, and I feel like giving up. Thank you for taking the time to read my email. And this is from Joe. Joe, I understand what you're feeling. I didn't know how to fight the battle. I felt like a person in an abusive family with all the skills I have who just didn't know what to do, what to say. I felt like it was a lost cause. And it's understandable to feel that way initially because your mind does need to integrate how serious this threat is to our country. Number one, it is not a health care bill, and I never want to call it that. It's a total takeover of our country. It's the beginning of that. So you're right, it's going towards statism. It's a health care destruction. The poorest person in this country should be terrified at this bill, because although they may get some freebies initially, when the creative, productive people crash, hopefully that will never happen, they're going to be very bad off. They're going to be much worse off than they are in a benevolent country that offers free trade and offers them a chance to not be poor, to rise. So that is very damaging. The battle is actually in your own soul. And one of the reasons, one of the trillion reasons I love the author Ayn Rand, and if you haven't read Atlas Shrugged, read it, and it will help you figure out what's going on with the country and how to turn it around. But one of the reasons I love her is she said, never let them win a permanent victory. Never lose your ability to enjoy your life. So yes, you can grieve the losses as if you had lost a son or a daughter, but you need to know how to rebuild your world and connect with people who share rational values, your values, and have those rational ideas. If you don't have them, you can. There's a book, Loving Life, by Craig Biddle, that I highly recommend. It's Loving Life, and the author is Craig, B-I-D-D-L-E. He will give you some wonderful ideas. And you can feel a little sad, but fight that battle in your own mind. I know I went to a restaurant recently, and I went out to feed the birds today. So you keep a sense of normalcy in your life, keep connected to your values, and enjoy rational people. Seek them out if you don't know them, join groups, speak up. And when you do that, you will love your own life and you'll be able to retain some of that sense of not just sinking into that abyss of making it feel like they have won, that the government official, the government bureaucrats have won. There are so many good people out there fighting the battle. Feel good about it. Stay connected with those people and stay connected with all of your rich values, everything that makes you happy in life, whether it's friends or family or maybe it's clubs that you belong to.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
It is essential that partners take the time to show their love for one another as often as is feasible. Do this in both actions and in words. But what if a partner refuses to listen or respond, for example, using the silent treatment? This may be an attempt to control you by deliberately causing you to feel intimidated, helpless, upset, and even desperate. It is a cruel way for a partner to act and must not be tolerated for long. Either both communicate or there's no relationship. The bottom line in communication is that romantic partners need to let each other know in word and deed that they fully value, understand, and accept each other and that they are all each other needs and wants as a lover.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and you can buy the book at amazon.com.